Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
And welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. Good afternoon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I'm very excited about today's show because I have a wonderful special co-host with me today. Her name is Greenlee Rose Perry, and she happens to be my daughter. Welcome to the show, Greenlee.
Hi.
You're so cute. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
So do you know the reason why I'm having you on the show today?
Not really.
Okay, I know. I asked you this question earlier just to prepare you, but I didn't give you the answer. We are having you on the show because I really want to impress upon the listeners that the reasons that I'm so passionate about doing the Powerful Women Revealed show is because I believe it is really important to empower women. And all women, especially young women, because you really are going to be a woman of the future, right?
Right.
Yeah, because right now you're 9.
Yeah, I am.
You're only 9 years old.
Yeah.
And when you grow up, you're going to be a powerful woman, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I have a few questions that I'm going to ask you. And then I have actually in the next couple of segments, we have some of the powerful women that have been on the show before that are actually going to call in. So lots of exciting things that I am going to share with you. But right now I want to ask Greenlee a few questions. How did you get your name, Greenlee?
Well, back in 2005 when I was born, there was a show called All My Children Show, and there was an actor called Greenlee, and my mom really liked
yes.
the name.
And I'm your mom.
Yes, you are.
And Greenlee Smythe was the actress's name, and she also resembles my niece, Marissa.
She does?
A little bit. Yeah, I'll show you pictures of her in a magazine.
Okay.
And so do you feel a little bit powerful being on the show today?
I am actually really excited, and also because I get to have my voice out there like all the other people you interview.
Nice. You're doing such a great job. And what is something that you love about being a girl?
Well, the number one thing is that we get to play with each other's hair. It's really fun. With
yes.
my friends, Casey, Sophia, and Sydney.
Yeah, and those are your best friends?
Yeah.
And look at you, you're checking off your little questions. Very cute. Now, you belong to a little Girl Scout troop. And what do you love most about Girl Scouts and Brownies?
Well, I just got out of Brownies, and now I'm in Juniors. And my favorite thing is to do fun crafts, and Casey is in my group, or mm-hmm. my troop, which is 75129, and mm-hmm. I'm really excited. She's been in it for 2 years.
Yeah, and we came here to the station a while back and made you a little Brownies commercial, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what do you think about Powerful Women Revealed?
Well, I think you are helping women. Helping other women, and you get their business out there, like when you interview them.
Yeah,
and talking about their business.
Yeah, and I do want to share that even though we have your questions in front of you with a little hint of your answer, these were all your honest answers, right? When we were asking
yes,
you the original
were.
Questions
they
the
were.
First time. And so, what have you accomplished in your life, Greenlee?
Well, I've accomplished getting into competition dance, and this year I'm going to be going on a cruise, so that's going to be fun. I'm going to be doing 3 dances on it. And my whole other family is going to go. And in school, good grades are really important to me, like E's and M's.
Mm-hmm.
M's means you're, like, really in the level you're supposed to be, and E's, like, above and beyond, like an A.
And I love how you're elaborating on your answers right now. You're like a pro. Now, we do have to actually pay for that cruise that you're going to go
yes,
on.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But you're helping. You're doing lots of fundraisers to help raise money for your ticket, right?
Yes, so we've been selling chocolate bars. We've been selling wreaths for
mm-hmm.
Christmas. That's
to families and friends?
Yeah.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a professional dancer.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't, there was no more dancing in the world, and we were living on Footloose, and there's no more dancing. What? Footloose is a movie, and I'll show that to you. Yeah. Oh, you know the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, because we usually watch Flashdance. But if there was no more dancing allowed, what would you want to be if you had to use your brain?
My brain.
Yeah, because I know your second one was art.
Yeah. If I couldn't do art or dance, I would choose a teacher, because it's like a normal job, and I wanted to be in second grade, but then I grew into dancing, and now I like art, like my brother Logan.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, thank you for being here today as my little co-host, and thank you for answering the questions. Greenlee is going to stay with us during the show.
You were supposed to ask why.
Oh, I was supposed to ask, why do you want to be a professional dancer? Oh, I'm so sorry. You're correcting me on the live radio here. Okay, so why do you want to be a professional dancer?
Because it's a good fit for me, and
And why is it a good fit for you?
Because I really get to feel the music when I dance.
Okay, very good. Well, as I said, Greenlee's going to stay with us today, and hopefully she won't correct me anymore during the show. as my co-host, she's going to stay with us because I don't want her to leave the building because she's only 9 years old, and that would be against the law. So I want to thank you for staying with us. It's a very special show because I have three wonderful women that will be calling in after our first break, and right now I want to share some information because interview, and it was on Sandwich Seniority with host Robbie Haig, and she interviewed me, and it was a very a great opportunity for me to actually share what the Powerful Women show is all about. And I was very appreciative to have that interview with her. And it's going to be airing. So I kind of wanted to take this opportunity today, because we're live, to share when my interview is going to be airing. And I've also put this on my website, so I can give you that as well. But if you want to tune in on September 29th, it will be airing three times on Sandwich Community Television. So that's for the residents in Sandwich. It's Comcast Channel 13, Verizon is 43, and it will be on at 9 in the morning and 5 p.m. And then again on Monday, the 29th, they are sharing it on PAC TV, which is Plymouth Area Community Television. And those are for residents in Plymouth, Kingston, Duxbury, and Pembroke. And the same thing, Channel 13 for Comcast and 43 for Verizon. And that is going to air at 6:30 p.m. on Monday. And I have to say, I'm learning lots about PAC TV. Okay, I've only got 3 minutes. Thank you, Ryan.
I have a question. Who's going to be calling in?
Okay, you'll have to wait and hear what that's at. Don't take my show away from
me.
Okay, so September 30th, Tuesday, it's going to be on at 10:30 in the morning. October 7th, Thursday, it will be 3:00 in the afternoon, and those are both at PAC TV. And again, PAC TV is airing it on Saturday, October 4th at 3:30 p.m. So you can go to my webpage. I put all of that information up there, powerfulwomenrevealed.com, and you can just click on the appearances tab, and there's actually a couple more appearances up there. I'm going to do a workshop for the Women's Business Network, and that's at Harbor One U in Mansfield. And then in November, I'm going to be speaking at Quincy College, Dress for Success at Cordage Park. So the actual interview will be airing in Marshfield. I did speak with Leslie over at the Marshfield. Hang on, I'm looking for my paper here. The Marshfield, where did I put it? Anyway, I spoke with Leslie over at the station, and here it is. And she actually, they're moving. They moved the Marshfield Community Television, MCTV, and they moved that over to the high school. So they were supposed to be back up and running on September 8th. And of course, lots of different things happened. And, they didn't have any idea. They had no control over it. But anyway, it's going to be a huge visual difference. They've upgraded all of the equipment, and the producing is in HD, but the signal to your home will still be in a standard resolution, but you still will see a huge difference. So I think community television is extremely amazing. I'm learning all kinds of things about it. So I hope you'll stay with us. We have another minute. Okay, one more minute. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have my first guest, who is Mamak Charapu. And she was on just a couple of weeks ago. And she's with CharapuCoaching.com. And so when you come back, we will have Mamak on the phone. Hope you'll stay with us right here, Powerful Women Revealed, on 95.9 WATD.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with EverythingYouWishFor.com. Powerful Women Revealed helped me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
Are you looking for a simple, low-cost way to reach and engage your customers? Email is hard to beat for real marketing value, and it's how you can monetize your social media activities. 508 Marketing provides an easy-to-use email and social media marketing toolkit to build your customer engagement and measure results. I'm Adrienne Bauman, owner of 508 Marketing and a Constant Contact local expert, ready to help you manage your email campaigns or even create them for you. Connect with me or start your no-risk free trial at 508marketing.com.
Hi, I'm Mamak Charapu, Money Mastery Coach for Women in Business. I can help you uncover your own money mindset limitations and turn your passion into a lucrative business with ease. I can help you stand in your own value and take your confidence to the highest level in a positive way. When will you stand in your value? Start claiming your worthiness today and contact me for a valuable complimentary consultation. Visit charapucoaching.com today. That's CHAREPOO coaching.com.
And welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. Boy, I'm a little bit nervous today. I'm not used to having the call-in people, so I'm a little bit nervous. But anyway, do we have Mamak on the line?
Yes. Hi, Nicole. I'm here.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing really well, and I'm excited to be here with you.
Oh, I'm so glad. I got a little nervous. You weren't quite on the phone yet. I was like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Okay, so, you know, I want to welcome you back to the show, obviously. And I know I want to share that I have three sponsorship levels because the show is really based, you know, it's really all about empowering women. But behind the scenes, it's about advertising and advertising your business to get your name out there. And I have three different levels, and you purchased my mid-level package, which includes a podcast slideshow for your podcast. Can you tell me what your experience was with sponsoring the show so far, and how valuable do you feel your podcast is?
You know, my experience being interviewed was so pleasant. First of all, you were so prepared. You knew what I had done before, what my expertise was. You were very prepared. You got me prepared. The fact that you gave me an outline forced me to be so super focused and to really be able to articulate what is my mission, what is the message that I want to get out there, and what is my expertise in a really succinct way. So that was just so invaluable for me to go through that process.
I am smiling right now. You are just so wonderful.
Being interviewed by you when I was in the studio, you just made me feel so comfortable, and you kept that interview going in such a relaxed way, but it was packed with so much information that I couldn't believe that you were able to make so many aspects of my work shine through that limited time. It was incredible.
Well, and I want to share that you had been on another blog talk radio show, correct?
Yes, I was, and the experience was completely different. It was just night and day, and I can vouch from being interviewed now three times that when you are interviewed by someone who is passionate about this process, who is prepared and whose purpose is, I want to make you shine, it's a world of difference.
Mm-hmm. And what did you tell me recently when I called you and asked you if you would come as a call-in guest on the show? What did you tell me about the importance? You recently had an experience?
Yes, I was so excited that I couldn't wait to share this with you. I was recently talking, I was on a call with an award-winning publicist, and she was recounting a story that at one point when the Oprah show approached them because they wanted one of the authors, their authors, to be on the show. Now, this was an award-winning author who had already established her expertise in the community that she was an expert in, and somehow she caught the attention of the Oprah Winfrey producers.
Okay.
They approached this publicist, and even though she was an expert and she was an award-winning author, they said, before we sign the deal, there's three things we want from you. First of all, her book and some newspaper clippings, but most importantly, we want an interview. We want to hear how she sounds, mm-hmm. how she handles herself on the interview, and how credible she sounds on there. And luckily, this author had been very strategic and had already had some interviews that she had done before this, they approached her. So they were quickly able to send that out. And the publicist said, if they did not have that interview, they would have lost the deal.
Really? Because she wouldn't have been able to show how she appeared, how, you know, everything, her voice, everything.
Exactly. It was such an essential element, and I just got goosebumps thinking, wow, this is such an incredible platform, because you constantly have to have your ducks in order. You have to think strategically far ahead, thinking, how am I going to really use this powerful tool, which is the media? What are the things I need to have in place so when that national interview comes, I'm ready.
Yes, and I actually, when I interviewed Adrienne Bauman a couple of weeks ago, she had mentioned, you know, it's not like Katie Couric's not, you know, banging on her door right now. And so she shared that she felt it was valuable that you really have to put yourself, you have to take the control, and you mm-hmm. have to put yourself in those positions so that when she does bang on your door, you are prepared and you're ready.
Right. And the interesting thing is, even when they bang on the door, it doesn't mean it's sealed. You still have to give them what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was really exciting. I was just so happy to be on your show.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, you did such a great job. And I have to admit, when I listened, because I do research all of my guests before they come on, and when I listened to your blog talk radio podcast, I think it was an hour. Was it an hour?
It was an hour.
Yeah. And when I was listening to it, I just didn't feel they were a ton of people on that show. I don't want to count exactly how many. I don't know how many were there. I mean, I know you do. But there were so many people, and I felt like I wanted to hear what you had to say, and I wanted to hear more of what you had to say.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a big difference, and you know, all of these shows have a different intention. Mm-hmm. And really the intention of that show was not to highlight me. And that's something that people have to really consider, that when you're being interviewed, not all interviews are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've been interviewed doesn't mean you have a powerful tool in your pocket. You have to really think, did that interview highlight my expertise, give me lots of credibility, show the people how I work and who I am in the best way? And if it doesn't, don't use it.
Oh, if it doesn't, don't use it. Good point. I wouldn't
even
think of
that. Yeah, because, I mean, you went on there and you were like, what is this? But that was not their intention to do that for me. And that's why I am so, I have a tool now with the interview that I did with you. I have a tool in my belt that when I go to talk to people and send out my speaker package, they have an interview to hear what I sound like.
Oh my gosh, that is really powerful. Because you're a speaker as well.
I'm a speaker as well, and now they can hear me. They can see how I interact. and bam, it's done. It speaks louder than my speaker package.
Mm-hmm. And my intention for the show is not to do all the talking. When I have my show, of course, I am doing a lot of talking today because Greenlee's sitting here playing with finger puppets. My show and my intention is to highlight the other person's milestones and successes and the things that they are really great at. And I feel very proud to promote the women that I have on my show.
And, you know, I was thinking about that, Nicole, and I thought, because I don't know how you do this, but you have this really organic conversational style that somehow brings out all of that by us presenting it and by you just asking these really succinct questions, and it just comes out. And I was thinking, how powerful is it if you go on my website and you see a video of me talking about my expertise, how credible I am, and how excited you should be about working with me. Then compare that to hearing an interviewer being so excited about what you do, seeing you as credible, and talking to you that you are credible, and highlighting your expertise. That is social proof, and that speaks much more volume, because when someone else is doing that and highlighting it, it's much more powerful than when you're doing it for yourself.
You are giving me goosebumps on my entire body right now. I swear to God. Okay, I only have 1 minute left, and I got to go to commercial. I need 30 seconds. Can you squeeze one last thing in for 30 seconds? Do you want to mention your website?
Oh, I can mention my website. It's charapoocoaching.com, charepoo.com. And I just want to say, for anyone who is serious about using the media, invest in yourself. Invest in getting a really incredible interview that's going to highlight your expertise, give you credibility, tell people how you work and what your work is. And this Powerful Woman Revealed is the best platform for getting that and having this powerful tool to approach other media.
Well, thank you so much, Ma'am Mac. I'm thrilled to have you here today, and we are out of the time on this segment. I got to go to commercial. Thank you, Ma'am Mac.
Thank you.
Okay, I do want to mention that this show is also sponsored by Carolyn Jenkins, and she is with MyLifeDances.com. She utilizes doTERRA essential oils to help her clients become healthier in an all-natural and non-toxic way. And I want to mention that peppermint is one of the ones that I'm going to be purchasing, because if you put it in your hands and rub your hands together, it takes the place of Vicks Vapor Rub. And I feel badly that I won't be buying Vicks Vapor Rub anymore, but I'm going with the all-natural essential oils. So sorry, Vicks. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Please keep that power button on. Stay right here at 95.9 WATD.
Essential oils can dance away your ailments, and they smell fantastic. Hi, I'm Carolyn Jenkins with MyLifeDances.com. doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils are a simple, safe, and natural way to boost the immune system, fight disease, and relieve pain. At My Life Dances, I can help you achieve maximum wellness using doTERRA essential oils. My Life Dances. Isn't it time to dance your ailments away? I can help you do just that with essential oils that are safe, non-toxic, have no side effects, and are less expensive than traditional medicines. Essential oils are effective and economical. They can stimulate the immune system and kill bacteria and viruses. Just as important, they soothe the mind and the soul. At My Life Dances, we have all the tools you need for your body to heal itself. Visit MyLifeDances.com today.
Are you overwhelmed with life? Are you stressed out to the max? Do you have too much to do and no time for you? If your answer is yes, you owe it to yourself to contact me, Rose Marie, your empowerment coach, at everythingyouwishfor.com. I'll show you an easy way to tap your troubles away, as seen on the Dr. Roz Show. Everything you wish for is just a click away. Visit everythingyouwishfor.com.
Are you a small business owner with a big vision? Does every day require too much of your personal involvement to take the next step? At Simple Small Business Solutions, we offer consulting and coaching to align your business reality with your vision for the future. Simple Small Business Solutions can help you put the pieces in place to get there. Clear your plate reclaim your time, get the freedom and flexibility you need to achieve your next success. Contact us at simplesmallbusinesssolutions.com.
Welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. My next guest is on the line, thank goodness, making me so nervous here with the call-ins. Nancy O'Keefe with Simple Small Business Solutions. Nancy, are you there?
I am. Hi, Nicole. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I'm a little nervous with the call-in thing, but I feel very blessed that you're on the line.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you. And I want to mention that not only have you sponsored the show several times, you've been on the show several times, you're actually going to be coming on the show again.
I hope to. I think it's a fantastic platform, and it's such a great opportunity, not only to get in front of your clients, but all the other benefits that you offer to people who are either guests or sponsoring are just amazing. And I don't know of any other place where you could get a professionally made commercial and, you know, the social media exposure that you give people. It's really such a value.
Yeah, and all the linking to the WATD and the Podbean website, the linking to my new website, powerfulwomenrevealed.com. So once you come on the show again and you talk about the new things you want to talk about, we'll actually post your photo in our photo gallery. And when you click on Nancy's photo or her logo or whatever we're going to put up there, it'll take you right to your website, which is pretty cool, right?
That is very cool. And I was able to listen to a little bit of what your last guest was talking about. And, you know, as you know, I do a lot of speaking, and that's one of my major strategies to help grow my business. And, you know, she's absolutely right. Getting these podcasts and the commercials, all of that can go into your speaker's kit. And if you are looking to get speaking engagements, it gives people an opportunity to hear you, see you, get to know you a little bit, and assess your fit with their organization to know whether or not you're going to be a speaker that their audience would enjoy hearing. So it's really very powerful. And she mentioned that everyone who's thinking about using the media should think about doing this. And I'm going to piggyback on that just a bit and say everyone should do this, whether you're thinking about using the media or not, because it's affordable, it's accessible, and it's a great way to promote your business and get the word out about what you do.
Well, everyone that has a business.
Everyone that has a business.
Every woman that has a business. Now, men can sponsor the show, but really it's the women, the powerful women that we're trying to promote and connect to the community.
Exactly.
It's really, that's what I'm doing, is I'm connecting all of these great women that I'm meeting in all of my own social networking events and areas. It is why I am just so passionate. I'm like, oh my God, you've got to meet my friend Nancy. She can help you. And that's kind of what I'm doing on the outside of the radio show as well.
And you're doing a great job, because more and more as I go to new venues, people have heard of me. Or my name's familiar. They're not necessarily 100% sure what I do, but the name recognition is getting out there, and I know that this has been a big part of it.
Yeah, and really, it's because, you know, a lot of us that have our own small businesses, and we're all entrepreneurs, we're out of our home, and we're out of our home office. I'm out of my basement, because I actually have a shop with machines and equipment and inventory. And we don't have our name in bright, shiny lights anywhere like TJ Maxx.
That's right.
So it's really that much more important for us to put ourselves out there and do that ourselves.
Well, and a lot of businesses today aren't brick-and-mortar businesses, so it's more than just not having a face on the main street, but it's really, you know, you're able to reach people if you're a business that operates online, you know, that does things in some of the non-traditional channels where you can market your business. Social media is another one. So the opportunity to get out there and get in front of a larger audience to, you know, help you to find those people that might be interested in what you do or need what you have is tremendous.
Yes, and also...
I don't know if you've ever had anyone on the show who's done any kind of charity work or anything, but even people that are in not-for-profits you know, they need to get the word out too. So,
yeah, I do agree with that. But I'm not completely fully sponsored yet. And once I am fully sponsored, I do want to start incorporating the nonprofits and the charities, you know, occasionally on the show. But I'm not quite there yet. But I do want to also add, Nancy, that it's also beyond networking, right? You have to push your business beyond networking.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, every time that you interact with anyone anywhere about your business, it's important that you have a consistent message, you know, across all of the platforms. And the minute you talk to anybody about your business, the first thing they're going to do is go to your website and check you out. And if you have a podcast up there, or, you know, your link to WATD or to Podbean or whatever, all of that is excellent collateral that just shows your level of professionalism, your, you know, it gives you the credibility, establishes you as the expert in your field. And all of that is important regardless of whether you're networking to get business or putting an advertisement in a publication or however you're going about it, and there's countless ways. This is always going to give you that extra boost of credibility and professionalism that you would want your prospects and clients to know.
Yeah, and I want to share that I do believe in print. You and I are both in the directory for BIG, which is Believe, Inspire, Grow. And we do believe in video. It's just I think it's important to have a collaboration of everything in lots of different formats.
It is, because people take information in a variety of ways. Some people are very visual, and they're really going to like a video. Some people are more inclined to get things through auditory measures, and they're going to like a podcast. Some people prefer to read print. How many times do you print something out from your computer and read it because it's just easier and it feels better to hold the paper and you know, just read it that way? So there's a variety of different methods in which people take in information, and you do have to be careful that you hit them all so you can reach everyone.
That's right. So, all right, well, we have about 30 seconds or a minute if you have one last thing you want to share about your upcoming opportunity to come on the show.
Well, yeah, my website, simplesmallbusinesssolutions.com, and stay tuned because in January I'm launching something very exciting for women around leadership. So I look forward to being able to talk more about that with you on your show at another time.
And we are good friends, and you've shared a little bit of that information with me already, and I am so freaking excited about it. I think it's going to be amazing.
I hope so. I'm really excited about it, too.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Nancy, for being with me today.
Well, thank you, Nicole, for everything you're doing, because you're providing a tremendous service to women who have businesses, and that's fantastic.
Oh, and I love you for saying that. Thanks again, Nancy.
Okay, take care.
All right, we're going to go to one more. Is this our final commercial break? Yes, it is. Okay, we're going to go to one more commercial break, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. That's my daughter taking a sip of her Sprite. Stay with us right here on 95.9 WATD.
Got photos? Physical photos, formerly known as Images Everything, turns your photos into practical items that you can use every day. Order online at physicalphotos.com. Get great gifts like an iPhone cover with your kid's photo. Physical Photos cares about your photos and about the gifts they help you create. Ever had a photo party? Invite your family and friends over to see the most popular products from physicalphotos.com and earn free photo gifts. Or become a Physical Photos consultant today. Inquire at physicalphotos.com.
Are you looking for a new and innovative fundraiser? I'm Stacy Olson with TinyOwlGifts.com. TinyOwlGifts.com is a simple online gift card fundraiser where supporters can order personalized photo products such as calendars, photo books, and much more. Unlike other fundraisers, there are no upfront costs or minimums. No more picking up and sorting products. And with Tiny Owl Gifts, the photo products are delivered directly to the consumer. Visit TinyOwlGifts.com or contact me directly at Stacy Olson at TinyOwlGifts.com.
My name is Tina Owen, and I'm a virtual assistant providing bookkeeping services and office assistance. We start our businesses because we have a passion. Our offices are the base that we must have securely in place to operate our business. Disorganization can cost money. I'll ensure you that all of your financial documents are handled confidentially, accurately, and in a timely way. If you would like to spend more time growing your business and less time completing paperwork, visit me at tinaowen.net.
And welcome back to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and we have Tina Owen on the line. She's a virtual assistant, and she was on the show a couple of weeks ago. Welcome back to the show, Tina.
Thank you, Nicole.
I'm so glad that you're on the line. The stress of waiting for everybody to call in is really, really getting to me. I don't think I can do this again.
Oh, yes, you can. You're capable of anything.
Well, now, Tina, I want to mention that, you know, we met each other through a mutual friend. I think it was Nancy that suggested we get together. And then I actually was out at Terry Martini's place over in Scituate, and you happened to be her bookkeeper, and you were there sitting there, and I was just saying, oh, Terry, no, don't worry, I'll just look around, you know, you're with somebody, don't worry about it. And she said, no, who are you, you know, tell me who you are. And I said, oh, my name's Nicole, and I've got a radio show. And you stood up and you said, are you Nicole Perry?
Absolutely true.
The power of networking is really important. But I want to ask you, you strongly referred that she come on the show, and she strongly referred that you come on the show. And I want to know, if you're so nervous to be on the radio to begin with, why did you come on the show?
Well, Terry is a very, very savvy businesswoman, and what Terry recommends, I always try to follow through with. And plus, you have a great reputation out there, being able to handle someone, especially like myself, who's a little bit more shy and reserved. And of course, you did a great job. So.
Thank you.
It was very easy for me to be on the show.
So thank you so much. So I'm getting a reputation that I'm making my guests feel comfortable.
Yes, you are.
Because I believe my daughter, I think, is about to do cartwheels in the back of the room here.
She's
she's so bored, and she just wants to talk more. She keeps asking me. I said, all right, maybe I'll let Tina go off the line a little bit sooner than the other gals, just because I know that you're not really that comfortable on the radio. But now you're like a pro.
You know, I'm very comfortable. Yes.
And we're working together now, and you're helping me organize my three businesses, which is amazing. And I can't wait to tell you the new things that I've been doing downstairs in my shop.
Oh, I'm excited to hear. You've been very good in following direction and picking up on stuff and having this all fall into place.
So I'm a little goody two-shoes, aren't I?
You're a good kid, yeah. You listen.
I do listen, and I do take action.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's all, that's what, you know, powerful women, if you want to take your business to the next level, you have to be organized, and you have to take action, right?
Exactly.
And what if you're not organized?
Well, without an organized base to your business, it's always running in the back of your mind. You're never quite prepared. You can't find anything. Even if you're a person that has a messy desk and still can find everything, if you don't have everything in place set there so that you can follow your processes, find your customer paperwork, get your billing done on time and things of that nature, the stress continues to run in the back of your mind that
yeah.
It isn't done. And it takes a lot out of you.
It does. It does. And it can be nerve-wracking. And I'm telling you, I'm just feeling so much more powerful in my little shop. I just want to go down there and work all day.
Yeah, you sit down and everything's in place and you've got your directions and you know where you're going and where your to-do pile is and away you go.
Oh, well, thank you so much for being here today. I just want to give everyone a little shout out to your website. It's tinaowen.net. Is that right?
That's it.
Okay. Thank you again for being here, Tina. You know, vulnerability is the new black.
Oh, okay then.
And we're putting ourselves in a vulnerable position, right?
Yeah, always.
Awesome. Thank you, Tina.
All right, Nicole. Bye-bye.
All right. And I hope everyone's going to stay listening because we do have a couple of more minutes and Greenlee wants to talk. What do you want to say, honey?
I don't know.
You just... What did you, we have two more minutes. What did you want to say? I only that means I only have a minute and a half for you.
What were those other questions you were going to ask me?
Oh, I can't remember.
They were at school.
Oh, yeah, we kind of,
about
we,
dance.
We cut those questions out. Well, what do you think is so important about school?
Well, my grades are very important because I want to be able to get a phone next year.
And
I want to be able to get the $250 in high school and middle school.
Yeah, we said that if you get good grades for the quarter, we would pay you $250. I think we said that because we didn't think that you guys would actually do it.
Yeah.
So, so now I don't know if we're, you know, we'll keep our promise, but we're kind of hoping that you get 1B so we don't have to pay you the money. Now, what do I want to, I wanted to mention, what do I always say to you about personal and professional? Personal is home and dance,
and professional is school.
That's right, because your
wrote it on a piece of paper.
Yes, your school is going to turn into your business someday.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to pay attention in school, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, you are one of the powerful women of our future, and I've only got a minute left. I just want to thank you for listening, and I hope you'll go to powerfulwomenreveal.com. We do have extra minutes, but I'm playing a song at the end. So the usual outro. A full song, which I actually hit the song in the middle of church today by accident. And all the people sitting around me were really mad. And I thought my phone was off, but the phone was off, but the volume wasn't off.
But then
off,
the song Happy was on it, and you turned off the volume quickly so it wouldn't happen again.
Yeah, it was very embarrassing. And hopefully God will forgive me, right?
Hopefully.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. We are out of time. I am so happy to and grateful to showcase all of these powerful women. I want to thank my co-host today, Greenlee Rose Perry, for being here. You can find all of my information at facebook.com/powerfulwomenrevealed. Thank you for listening, and I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.
Why don't